Be honest at all times. Three elderly brothers lived in a large house near a city in China. All of them were very short-sighted. One day, the youngest brother said, "Let me take care of our money." Elder brother's sight is so bad, he cannot see how much money he's getting or giving, and people take advantage of this. "As if you can see better," sneered the middle brother. "If you're saying our money should be handled by the one who has the best sight, then it is I who should be given charge. I can see better than either of you." "I have my doubts about that," said the eldest brother. "Let's settle this once and for all. I've heard that the school is putting up a tablet inscribed with the saying, 'Above the main doorway, tonight.' Let's go there tomorrow and test our vision. Whoever can read the writing with the least strain will get charge of our money. Agreed?" "Agreed," said his brothers in one voice. "Good. Now go away and let me get some sleep." As soon as they had gone, the eldest brother sneaked out of the house and went to the school where he met the caretaker. "I heard you're putting up over a tablet over the doorway," he said. "Can you tell me what it says?" "Certainly, it's a quotation from Confucius. It reads, 'Be honest at all times.'" The brother went away, chuckling at his cleverness. A little later, the second brother arrived there. "Can you tell me about the tablet you are going to put up over the doorway?" "What does it say?" he asked the caretaker. "Everybody seems to want to know," said the man. "It reads, 'Be honest at all times.'" "Is there any decoration around it?" "The tablet has a border of flowers." The second brother went away very pleased with himself. Soon after he had gone, the third brother arrived there. He too inquired about the writings. The caretaker told him what it was. He asked if there was any other writing on it. "Only the donor's name, Wang Li, at the bottom," said the caretaker. The next morning, the three brothers walked to the school. "There's the tablet," said the oldest when they drew near the entrance. "I can clearly make out the writing. It reads, 'Be honest at all times.'" "Your sight is better than I thought," said the second brother, "but definitely not better than mine. Can you see the decoration around the tablet?"
"Decoration? What decoration?" "There's a flowery border all around the tablet," said the brother triumphantly.
"Very good, very good," said the youngest brother. "But can either of you see any other writing on the tablet?"
"Other writing?" asked the second brother, looking very disappointed. "What other writing is there?"
"The name of the donor, Wang Li," said the youngest brother, pointing. "Can't you see it? It's at that corner." The caretaker they had talked to the previous evening came out just then.
"Oh, you've come to see the tablet," he said. "So sorry, we couldn't put it up yesterday evening. We are going to put it up today."